for this afternoon is number 18-1404 in Coro Technologies, Inc. versus HTC America. Mr. Lorelli.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Lorelli, if we agree with Ancora that the district court erred in not addressing in step one the argument regarding the asserted claims improvement in computer functionality because it said it was better considered in step two, is Ancora asserting that we have to remand to do it right, or are you asking us to reverse based upon a finding the claims are abstract?
With the step one analysis, Your Honor, it's de novo, so you can make that decision
right
here. The court didn't consider whether it was a technological improvement in step one, which is what led us down this road, but that's where it began. There are basically three errors by the district court judge in its 101 decision on the pleadings. The first one was characterizing the claim too broadly. The second was holding that the claim was directed to an abstract idea when the specification and other decisions make clear that the 941 patent claims are directed to improvements to a technical problem of software piracy. And the third was its finding that modification and use of erasable non-volatile memory of the BIOS for license verification of software programs was somehow routine and conventional, when that is in direct contradiction with the specification.
Okay, you compare these asserted claims to visual memory.
Yes.
And there we found eligible a memory system with programmable operational characteristics that determine a type of data stored. And that was similar to the EnFish specific referential table. It was very specifically done code data buffering by a bus master and so forth. I'm harder pressed to find similar support in the 941 patent's claims or written description for how to accomplish setting up the verification structure.
Setting up the verification structure is disclosed in the specification as using E2 PROM manipulation commands. Those are manipulation commands that don't exist on a generic computer. Mm-hmm. That's why the examiner, before allowing the claim, said that you need to claim an agent to set up that verification structure. So that's the support in the specification for the specifics, the tool that's needed to do this, the tool that's needed to make the modification of the BIOS. That modification.
The problem is it doesn't tell you how to use the tool. And as I understand it, look at the blue brief 27, footnote 4. You say that's within the knowledge of someone skilled in the art. The patent does not tell you how to do it, right?
It does not tell you specifically how to do it. It tells you the tools to use to do it, those EEPROM manipulation commands. And one of skill in the art would know how to use those commands by using some of the prior art that was in fact cited in the original examination. It is using those manipulation commands for
those,
a specific...
Those manipulation commands are standard in the art, am I correct, for manipulating ROM?
Well, they don't manipulate ROM, Your Honor, and I think that's an issue. EEPROM.
Yeah.
There are standards that teach people how to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's widespread, but there are standards that teach people how to do that.
Your basic submission is essentially a EnFish type submission that this is for 101, never mind about 102 and 103, that the subject of this is improving computer functionality in the specific sense that you are using components of the computer to safeguard the computer in ways that had not been done before.
I think that's fair, Your Honor.
And you may be wrong about whether they hadn't been done or whether they not whether they're obvious.
That's for a different day.
But that's for a different day.
But I think if you look at the concept of the specification that we have here. The specification is very clear, and we talked about EnFISH, and we talked about Thales and visual memory, and all those cases were very similar. When you look at the specification, you can often tell a lot about an invention. And in this case, the
specification... One would hope.
One would hope, but one wouldn't, often doesn't, when they're looking at some of the claims that are attacked under 101. In our specification, we talk about the technical problem, software piracy. It's a problem that didn't exist before computers. Before computers, there was no software. Okay, there could be no software.
But just to be clear, what is happening here and what the invention is moving the licensed software from one place to another, right? And the second place is more difficult to hack.
That is one notion of the improvement over one of the items of prior art solutions that was disclosed in the specification. There's another set of improvements over the other prior art that was disclosed in the specification. That was use of a dongle. Whenever I would want to run a software program, I'd have to plug a dongle into one of the ports in order for it to operate. And BIOS is very important, Your Honor, in understanding it and understanding how it was back in 1998. It was October 1st, 1998, 20 years. And
BIOS boots up, yes?
Yes.
That's what it does.
It boots the computer up. Yep. And folks that use computers don't have access to it.
And it does checking for licenses at the time it boots up, right, with respect to the operating system? No.
It does not, Your Honor. It does not check for licenses for software. It does not.
Does it check for licenses for hardware?
I believe it checks for the existence of hardware, but not for licenses of it, Your Honor. And BIOS, it's not something that a program could get to. That's one of the, again, I'm making 103 arguments, Your Honor, but that's for a different day. But it is for a different day. What we have here is a unique implementation.
You're effectively modifying firmware, is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah.
And in 1998, that's not something that computer programmers did. That's not something that computer programmers could do with a generic computer. Again, back to the specification. The specification did a great job here outlining the prior art solutions to the computer piracy problem and identifying the solution that was set forth in the specification and the solution that was claimed in Claim 1 of the 941 patent. So then when we get a Step 1 Alice analysis that says, well, wait a second, your claim is just directed to this abstract concept, which, by the way, could read on all those prior art solutions too, we're taken aback. Because the whole patent was written to focus on the use and modification of the E squared ROM to improve the security of licensing mechanisms. And that's what the invention was and did. Obviously, we'll get to 103 a different day, but this is what the...
102.
But this is what the patent is directed to, the claim is directed to. So when we get an opinion that doesn't go through the specification, the prosecution history, and just assumes that Claim 1 is directed to an abstract idea, which is, if you notice on page 9 of our blue brief, we highlighted the parts of the claims that the district court said were the abstract idea. It's like 10 words out of, 100-word claim, but it misses the heart of it. It misses what the patent was all about. So that's where we struggle a lot with the determination of an abstract idea. But when we go back to the specification talks about how it's a technological improvement. And from Alice to EnFISH to visual memory, we have to investigate whether the claims embody a technical improvement. And if we do that by looking at the specification, the answer is clear. In this case, we have more help because HTC filed a petition for a CBM, a covered business method. And there the PTAB decided, after looking at the filings, that the 941 patent and its claims was a technical solution to a technical problem. We believe that's enough to bring us out of Step 1.
And I don't remember, but when the board rejected the CBM petition, did it do it on the CBM definition of the statute is a two. Yeah, the statute is a two-part one, right? It has to be kind of business method and then not a technical solution. Did it? Which of those steps did the board find this pattern not to meet?
I can have that answer for you when I stand back up here, Your Honor, but the focus of the analysis was technical solution, technical problem.
I see. Not the, this just doesn't claim anything businessy. I'm using the shorthand.
I believe that's accurate, Your Honor, but I would like to check on that. So we are, we believe, like visual memory, because visual memory was deciding, based on the processor that's involved in the computer, what type of data to store on cache. Cache still stored data, but they made a determination based on something else. We believe we're in lockstep with visual memory. And then if we take it to the second step, and we take it there and look at an inventive concept, we have a lot of support that the inventive concept is modifying and using this type of BIOS in a new and revolutionary manner, something that wasn't done before. District court that we had a case against Apple in 2012 when she went through the intrinsic record, tech tutorial, and experts found and actually, I believe, said the inventive aspect of this claim is exactly what we're pointing to here today. But I believe that in this step two, we are lockstep with BASCOM if we get that far, Your Honor.
And I 319 is the relevant passage of the CBM decision, which says what you said it says.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you.
And save your rebuttal. Mr. Lateef.
May it please the Court, Irfan Lateef for HTC.
Mr. Lateef, Ancora says that before the 941 patent, OS-level programs did not traditionally interact with BIOS, and that one skilled in the art would not consider storing licensing information for programs in the computer's BIOS. That's in their blue brief at 34. And the red brief responds that is demonstrably false. I'm looking at page 35 in the red brief. And they cite the patent examiner who said in the patent's prosecution record that, quote, that the prior art taught the use of, underlined, BIOS memory for storing license numbers. That's in your red brief at 35, so that's from you. Am I correct?
I couldn't hear the last part.
Am I correct that that's at 35 in the red brief?
Yes.
Well, so I go and look at the examiner's notice of allowability at 283. And it appears to me that HTC omitted the rest of the examiner's explanation. The examiner goes on to say, quote, while it appears initially to render obvious the 941 patent, quote, the prior art systems singly or collectively do not teach licensed programs running at the OS level, interacting with a program verification structure stored in the BIOS to verify the program using the verification structure and having a user act on the program according to the verification. That's at 283 in the record. Why was that remainder of the examiner's explanation omitted? And I'll tell you my concern. One of them, in addition to it being omitted, is I start with your argument that the court has been lied to, that a demonstrably false statement has been made in the blue brief.
Yes.
So why was that omitted?
We were just summarizing what the examiner had stated.
Isn't it reasonable for me to conclude that, in fact, the mischaracterization is in the red brief and not in the blue brief?
No, I do not believe so. I mean, there is nothing in the claims that talk about this OS interaction with the BIOS.
The language that I read to you seems to be not only pertinent to your statement in the red brief, but contradictory, is it not?
I don't believe so, Your Honor.
Can you tell me why? I want to hear.
We were just summarizing what the notice of allowance said, and I believe that the notice of allowance is talking about this interaction, which is not in the claims. And the fact that the spec talks about including EEPROM manipulation commands in no way limits whether the spec is talking about manipulation commands from the OS or from any other device or programming.
The examiner goes on to say, it is well known to those of ordinary skill of the art, he says, that a computer BIOS is not set up to manage a software license verification structure. Do you disagree with that?
I agree he said that. I don't agree that that's pertinent to the claims at issue because the claims do not call for the BIOS to manage anything. The BIOS is just memory and it stores whatever you put in it. It is not required to manage or interact with anything, and the claims here don't require it either. The prior art reference that the examiner referred to earlier on the top of that page clearly states that eWorks teaches the use of BIOS memory for storing license numbers. So the examiner himself is contradicting an earlier statement that he made in that notice of allowance.
Does conventional BIOS include a quote, erasable non-volatile memory?
I believe that the spec says that. And when the spec in column excuse me. The spec states that the invention includes a conventional computer.
What are you reading from?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's column 1, line 46. And it starts, thus consider a conventional computer having a conventional BIOS module in which a key was embedded at the ROM section thereof. So the BIOS module has a ROM section. It goes on, and then I can read the whole thing, but the next part that is relevant is around line 65 of column 1, which states, the resulting encrypted license record is stored in another second non-volatile section of the BIOS. It's clearly still talking about the conventional BIOS module that has at least two sections.
Do you agree that generic computer components can sometimes operate in such an unconventional manner as to achieve improvement in functionality? Keep MDocs in mind.
I do not believe that is the case here.
You agree it can be?
I have to hear the question again. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. Do you agree that generic computer components can sometimes operate in such an unconventional manner that they achieve an improvement in functionality?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't believe that is the case here. The functionality of the computer hasn't changed. It operates the same way. It still verifies a license. The licensing procedure that the claims are directed to has not been improved. What has been improved is the economic problem of license being attacked by a hacker. Whether a hacker could get into the BIOS, functionality existed before this invention.
In other words, what you're saying is the license verification technology is the same whether it's stored in BIOS or elsewhere.
Correct. Just moving the what a verification structure from the hard drive to the BIOS is not an improvement in computer technology.
Why isn't it? Instead of using a dongle, or instead of having it accessible to a hacker, isn't that different?
It is different, but I don't believe it's inventive, and I don't believe it's unconventional to use memory as memory. The BIOS is just memory. And
does it make it harder for a hacker?
It could, yes. BIOS is...
Isn't that an improvement to functionality?
That's not an improvement to the functionality of the computer. That is a property the computer had before this invention.
In EnFISH, the computer had the possibility of being programmed to have these cross-referencing tables.
I agree that there are, if you look at computer technology, there's always an argument that could be made that new software is something that changes the computer. But I don't think it's enough just to have some new software to automatically make the argument that that's an improvement in the computer functionality, or else all software cases would be could be argued to be an improvement in computer functionality.
Right, but the what EnFISH does and some of the later cases do is pick up on the Alice apparent lesson of the U.S. government submission that computer improvements are on the eligibility side of the line, and try to give it real-world definition so as not to be limited to new hardware, but new ways of using the basic computer functionality of input-output systems, displays, to improve those things without regard to the particular use being made of the ultimate resulting computer operation. Once we start drawing that line, as indeed we have, and indeed said it's a necessary line to draw, then why exactly is this not on the EnFISH virtual memory side of that line?
Because this used conventional ordinary technology in a conventional ordinary way.
Well, let me ask you this. Is a hacked computer less functional? Would you agree with me on that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been hacked, so I guess it...
So if you make it less hackable, it's more functional. Would you agree with that?
It depends on what perspective you look at functionality. I believe that the test is whether the computer is able to function better, as in efficiency, as in memory, as in database storage and processing. The processing of the computer has not been changed at all by the use of the BIOS as a memory.
It's able to function less worse. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay. It's not less worse. It could be hacked. Besides the fact that it could be hacked, it might be more difficult to hack. It doesn't change the functionality of the computer. Thank you.
Mr. Lorelli?
Just a few comments, Your Honors. The statement that...
Is it true that the functionality of the computer has not been changed?
Absolutely not, Your Honor. They want to say the functionality of the computer, how it would work if people were licensed and using it properly. It has been changed for those hackers. The security has been improved. That is the functionality that we're talking about here. That's the technological advancement.
Well, that is what we're talking about, is an improvement in computer security, not an improvement in the way the computer actually functions, right?
That would be accurate, Your Honor. It's an improvement in computer security, license security, so that those companies that spend all that money designing software can protect those investments. The point is that we talk about improvements. Improvements, you got to look at something that came before it. And the improvement is in the security of the process that was different from if you just stored it on a hard drive. Or if you want to talk about the dongle, you know, it's actually interesting standing here.
Your opposing counsel agrees that a computer that's been hacked is less functional.
Then maybe I should stop then, Your Honor. but the comment that really got to me was that we were just using conventional stuff in a conventional way, and that's just wrong.
Oh, wait. I mean, I thought you admitted earlier that you haven't changed the license verification process. It's just a question of where it's stored, which is more protective from hacking, right?
Your Honor, and if I did say that, perhaps I misspoke. We moved it to it was not necessarily moved to a different area because you can't do that on a normal computer. It was set up in a BIOS area, an area that people never considered using for licensing.
I understand that argument, but the fact is it's just storing it in a different place. Maybe that's 101 eligible, maybe it's not, but that's what this is about, right?
That is an issue as to what it's about. The benefits that you obtain from use of the BIOS for license security.
But it's also a way of doing that, is it not?
It's one way.
I say storing it in the booting system requires methodology which you've also developed. That is modification of the instructions.
Correct, Your Honor. That's the prerequisite to the whole process.
Yeah,
so
I,
the
I
process
thought,
is
wait,
different.
I thought there was no claim that you had invented a new instruction that was done using conventional approaches. That the what we're talking about here is making this 101 eligible is the very fact of moving it from one area to the other. You haven't invented a way of moving it from one way to the other.
We did, Your Honor. We used those standard protocols that are not on a generic computer. We use them to create a structure that didn't exist before in the BIOS.
Well, that's the point about moving it from one place to the other, but I didn't understand you to be claiming that you invented a new method of moving it from one area to the other.
I guess this will get us into the novelty and the 103 because no one ever did that before, Your Honor. No one ever
I understand. But the question is whether you invented a way of doing it or the idea of doing it.
We invented a way, and the details of that way are represented in Claim 1. It's not just simply an abstract idea of license verification. The way we did it was by using the agent to set up the verification structure in the BIOS in an area that never saw licensing structures before.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I thank both counsel. The case is submitted. That concludes our session for this afternoon.
All rise.